Luke pivoted and sprang, launching himself into a series of cartwheels that sent him rolling through the forest like a wheel. His attacker emerged from the shadows, wild-eyed and fierce. She was a grotesque caricature of Vestara Kai, with huge brown eyes and a big oval head like a Kalumai's. She came kicking and chopping, all anger and no skill. Still cartwheeling, Luke flipped his palm up. The force rushed into him with wild, burning fierceness. Then he unleashed a blast of energy so powerful it blew the flesh off her Vanilloy skeleton. That was a surprise, and she tumbled away in pieces, her crimson blade tracing spirals through the darkness. Luke's shoulder glanced off a tree. He hit the ground off balance and disoriented, a little unnerved by the raw power he had just unleashed. The force had swept into him with pure, unshaped potential, and he had killed with it, more out of surprise than necessity. Too easy. Too tempting. He heard the whir of a power body to his left and sensed danger to his right. He snapped the lightsaber off his harness and rolled over his shoulder, and the forest exploded into cannon fire from both directions. He whirled, trusting his hands to the force, and began to send bolts pinging into the shadows that he now saw drifting in from his flanks. Once he heard the crump of bursting blaster gas reservoir. Twice, he heard the thud hiss of energy striking flesh. But every time he tried to dance out of harm's way, the attacks intensified and forced him back into the crossfire. It was not good to be a luminous being fighting shadows. Then, metal projectiles began to plink off stone, and Luke realized his attackers, the Krefs presumably, hiding inside their shadow clouds, had been attempting to wear him down with their first assault, hoping to catch him by surprise when they switched to a new tactic. And their strategy had worked. Luke hurled a blast of force energy into the shadow cloud on his right, heard a power body drone and wood crackle. But the attacks continued from the left, and a string of sharp impacts climbed up his back, metal slugs flattening themselves against his backsuit armor. The last one punched through and buried itself deep beneath his shoulder blade. Luke's sword arm fell limp, and his guard went down. He sprang into an arcing force dive. Two more slugs caught him in the neck and sent him spinning, and he crashed into a smooth white tree trunk. He landed in a heap at the foot of the tree, a curtain of pain and darkness already falling in around him.